I love it. I love it. It's the best football show. And I'm excited. I'm excited here. I'm Baldy NFL. Find me all over social media, Baldy's Breakdowns. Of course, are very, very popular amongst coaches and players and fans alike. Actually talked to a 10-year-old kid the other day at the Jets game, Jets-Denver game, and him and his dad watched my videos. He's learning football, so that's great stuff. You can download this, this show on your free Odyssey app. You can like it, subscribe to it, tell your friends about it. We're trying to grow it. I am here currently at NFL Films in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. I got Bill Belichick downstairs, combing the film, filming inside the NFL. Mike Lombardi, former GM Chris Long is here. The whole gang. It's a good think tank. But I've digested all of week four. But now it's time to get into Thursday Night Football and the start of week five. It's coming quick. We've turned the calendar to October. I'm pretty pumped because we got a great division game tonight. The Falcons coming off an improbable victory where they didn't score an offensive touchdown, yet beat the Saints against Tampa, who just rebounded from a loss against Denver and just thrashed the Eagles. I mean, just thrashed them, right? In every way possible. They blitzed Jalen Hurts. They jumped out to a 24-0 lead. Mike Evans, Godwin, the usual cast of characters all showed up. Baker was fantastic. But I have an observation to make, and I'm not here to stir the pot. I'm not here to denigrate any player, but I'm watching the Atlanta Falcons run game. And look, I mean, it's the one consistent thing they do is the two-back set of Bijan Robinson, obviously, and Tyler Allgeier. Because Kirk Cousins has not played great. They couldn't score a touchdown last week. So I'm looking at the running game. And it's interesting because Bijan is a starter. And he has twice the carries that Tyler Allgeier has. Now, he's got 55 carries. Tyler Allgeier has 27 carries. Okay, Bijan is averaging 4.1 yards a carry. Tyler Allgeier is averaging 6.1 yards a carry. Tyler Allgeier has 27 carries, not one negative run. Bijan's got 55 carries. He's got six. So I'm looking at this. It was just stats. I'm not here to like rip stats apart. You know, stats are stats. But when you watch Allgeier run, he's a good running back. He's a good, you know why? Because he knows how to set up his blocks. He knows how to play off his blocks. And then he finishes his runs better than Bijan does. Now, Bijan has got tremendous speed. He's an athlete, all that stuff. And he'll get you the carries that are there, and he probably has a better chance of breaking a long one, although none of them have a 20-yard run yet this year. In fact, let me just double-check that, because I think I'm right about that. But let me just see one thing. I don't think anybody in the – yeah, in fact, the only run of 20 yards all year – was by Ray McCloud, okay, on an end around. So nobody has an explosive run. But the one thing I see a couple things from Allgeier. A, I feel like he sets his runs up better. You know, like you're watching last week, like Pete Warner is the middle linebacker of the Saints. And, you know, he's like ready to come into the hole. And Allgeier sees it and he gets him there and then he darts the other way. And then once he does, like his power – he runs through arm tackles, and then he spins on contact. And even if he's trapped behind the line of scrimmage the way he was by Grady, Carl Granderson, of the Saints, like he avoids him, and he avoids Chase Young. And then he, instead of a two-yard loss, it's a two-yard gain. Like he keeps you, I don't know, there's just something there. And at the end of the game, when they needed a drive, it's interesting they had Allgeier on the field, not Bijan. I'm not saying Allgeier is better. I'm just saying it's 4 weeks. I'm just looking at an observation. One guy looks like he's a better fit in this offense right now than the other guy. We'll see how it plays out. I'm sure Tampa, you know, with Vita Vea in there and the guys they have, they know what's coming at them. So that's a good test. Regardless, this should be a great game. Division game, Tampa's 3-1. I think they're a really good team. Todd Bowles loves the blitz. They live by it. They've got two corners in Jamel Dean and Zion McCollum. Like, these guys are excellent players. They're long. They get their hands on a lot of footballs. They match up well against Drake London. I know people in Atlanta are disappointed by Kyle Pitts, and I would be too. He's not a great blocker. And be honest with you, he needs to become a much better route runner. And I don't know if he is. I don't know what they do with Kyle Pitts. It's a major disappointment. I'm not here to bash Kyle. But if you're going to line him up out wide against, you know, a Marshawn Lattimore, you've got to run better routes than what he ran last week. So, I mean, I think there's a lot of development that has to be done with a guy that is as talented as he is. All right, let's get to the Saints, because the Saints have lost two games in a row after starting out 2-0. And they should have won both games. They should have beaten the Eagles at home. I don't know why they're in the man coverage they're in at the end of the game when they have the lead and they give up, you know, a huge 60-plus yard play to Dallas Goedert when two guys run into each other and collide, and the Eagles go down and, you know, kick, score the game-winning points. Last week, they don't give up a single offensive touchdown. You know, Matt Judon tips the ball in the air, and Troy Anderson intercepts it and runs it back for a touchdown. And you get Rashid Shaheed. I don't know why. I love Rashid. I really do. He's a great kid. He's a great story. I don't know why he's fair catching a ball at the 3-yard line. The ball's inside the 5. You just let the ball hit. You don't. Why fair catch it there? Take the chances that it's going to be a touchback and you get the ball at the 20. But why? And so he misjudges the ball. It bounces off him, and Cordero Hodge recovers in the end zone. That's how the Falcons scored 2 touchdowns. And then, you know, they still have the lead, and Paulson Adebo, who's a good corner, they play a lot of man coverage. You know, he's guilty of a pass interference call at the end, and, you know, Young Wei Koo kicks a 58-yard field goal to win it. I mean, the Saints have had 2 games where they've outplayed their opponents. They've outplayed the Atlanta Falcons last week, and they outplayed the Eagles the week before, and they should be 4-0, and they're not. And they have to live with that. But you can't lose confidence. It's a good football team. It seems well coached. Alante Taylor, Marshawn Lattimore, Cam Hayward, Cam Jordan. Like, they've got good players, really good players. They've got good schemes. They're well coached. They've lost 2 in a row. So I just want to give a shout-out to the Saints, because I feel like they're still, even 2-2 and losing 2 in a row, they're still a good team. The surprise of the whole league right now is what Washington's doing. And what Jaden Daniels is doing and what Cliff Kingsbury is doing with them is amazing. It's absolutely amazing, because nobody would say that they're a great offensive line or they've given up more touchdown passes than anybody. The fact is that the offense has scored on every single possession except for 2 last week, 3 weeks in a row, the Giants, Cincinnati, and then last week's blowout of Arizona. Like, they scored on 7 out of 9 possessions last week, every possession the week before against Cincinnati, including 6 touchdowns, and every possession the week before against the Giants, albeit 7 field goals, but every possession. And now you look at this, and Jaden Daniels is completing 82% of his passes in the first month. It's unheard of. And so you watch what Cliff is doing and how he's – it used to be that literally Cliff Kingsbury had a play sheet when he was at Texas Tech or Arizona that was this big. It could fit right on the back of a postage stamp. Now it's, you know, it's this big, and it's growing because the quarterback – can handle more. He's really in tune. He is fast twitch, unbelievably fast twitch to get out of harm's way, to release the ball when he's getting hit, to move in a different direction. He's unbelievably fast twitch, but he's not in a hurry. He doesn't panic, and he doesn't sack himself, and he sees the field exceptionally well, and he's incredibly accurate. And then you look at the run game. And the secret sauce to Cliff Kingsbury, and I've been around Cliff a lot. When he was at Texas Tech, I did a lot of Red Raider football games. I'd go in there on Friday on a home game and sit in his office for an hour, 2 hours, and he'd have 10 new plays on a whiteboard. And I'd always go, before I even said hello to him, I'd start looking at the play, he'd be on the phone or whatever. I'd start looking at the board, and I'd see a motion and a shift or a formation, and I'd go, and I'd sort of like envision it. And that's what Cliff does. He never stops creating and drawing things up. Like, that's like, he's a quarterback at heart. He was a quarterback, played for Belichick, you know, was there with Brady, all that stuff. Guy's always tinkering. And now he's got a quarterback that can handle it. But even last week, for example, like, Austin Eckler goes down the week before. He's out. So they bring up Jeremy McNichols. Jeremy McNichols is a Long Beach, California kid, went to Boise State, was drafted in the fifth round by San Francisco in 2017. He's on his ninth team. He's been out of the league, missed years. He scored one touchdown in his career. He scored two last week. It's almost like everybody they plug into the system is accelerating. They got a rookie left tackle in there. He's playing good football. You know, they've got that Tyler Biadasz has settled things down up front. Big signing in the offseason from Dallas. Brian Robinson Jr. is a punishing back. But the story right now is the quarterback. It like, can he do what CJ did last week in Houston or last year in Houston? He might. That's that. And then finally, I want to get to Kansas City's defense. They had a goal line stand last week against the Chargers. Big difference in the game. They held them to 10 points. Ladd McConkey caught an unbelievable catch from Justin Herbert for the only touchdown they gave up. They repeatedly, when the Chargers had chances to go down the field, they have a closer. They have their own Mariano Rivera, to use a baseball reference. Chris Jones, Stone Cold Jones, knows how to finish a game. He knows when it's time to finish. Whether he got two sacks last week on two third downs, whether it's pressuring Justin Herbert at the end and chasing him into incompletions, they have that. And then they have a coordinator in Steve Spagnuolo. In fact, his cover three shell defense is on this whiteboard over here from 4 years ago when he was out of work and he was at NFL Films every Monday. But his ability to pressure the quarterback, to blitz, to change his coverages, to change his looks, to keep you off balance is second to none. Last year, the Chiefs defense carried the offense and the team all year long. Mahomes made the plays in the postseason that he had to make to win the back-to-back. He's doing the same thing. I mean, they lose Rashee Rice last week early in the game. They try to get Travis Kelce going. They got one big play to Xavier Worthy, 50 or 45 yards, whatever it was. That 55 yards down the field. They're not a great offense. You know, Kareem Hunt's back in the mix right now. He played pretty good. But really, this defense is remarkable. And they've got, when it comes time to the end of the game, Chris Jones, it's something the great ones have. Reggie White had it. Bruce Smith had it. Miles Garrett is learning it to some degree. The great ones knows how to finish out a game when the game is in the balance, no matter what's happened all game long. I played with Reggie White and played against him. He knew in the fourth quarter when it was a close game, like he had to make the play, change the game, knock him off on third or fourth down, get the ball back to the – like Chris Jones, there's nobody like him in this business right now, nobody. He's going to find the weak link. He did for the Chargers last week a couple different times, right tackle, you know, right guard. He's going to find the weak link, and he's going to line up right on him, and he's going to take him to school. And he did that last week. And that's what the Chiefs have going for it right now. So that's a look ahead here to week five, starting with this Thursday night football matchup. That's my takes from studying the film all week. I can't wait for week five. There's so many good matchups to look ahead to. We start the byes this week. The Eagles are off on a bye. Chargers are off on a bye. We see teams with a bye probably coming at a good time in Philadelphia. Get, you know, Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown back in the lineup. Lane Johnson back in the lineup. Should help their offense. Maybe that rat poison won't be as strong next week when they get ready to play Cleveland. Okay, everybody, thanks for joining me here on the Best Football Show. Look forward to talking to you real soon.